Blog Talk Radio.
Show. You're with Vince in the Bay, taking your calls at 347-826-7667. I want to thank Beneath Everything for holding it down as per usual, and really glad to be here. I feel a little more refreshed today. Yesterday I was working on some pretty minimal sleeping time. And so it was a good thing that Abu called in yesterday, all fucked up, and was able to provide us with some entertainment, because I sure just did not have the energy level last night. And I commend Abu for coming into the program and stepping up his game. And we had a great show yesterday. And I was so inspired. I've already started drinking today. I'm trying to catch up to where Abu was around this time yesterday. I don't think I'm even there. I'm finishing off my second beer here. Let's see who we got here. 414, you're on Mega Show. As soon as I unmute you. There you go. Who is it?
Good evening, Vince. It's the
Abu.
aforementioned Abu. Yeah, I apologize. I kind of slept on the shuttle yesterday, but
No,
happened
it's cool. I
to
don't mind. It's not the first time you've crashed out on my show on the air.
Yeah.
You
Well,
fell
we have
asleep
two
on my
weeks
show
now, so.
before. This time it was the first time you've been intoxicated and passed out.
Yes.
I was yelling at you on the phone for a little while. I was like, "Abu, wake up, dude." And then I
Yeah.
was worried. I called into Miss PG show and I was like, "Dude, you guys should go out and look in Abu's car and make sure he's okay." I was like, seriously, for a minute there, I was like, I will feel so guilty in the morning if Abu, dies of, fucking, I don't know, asphyxiation or choking on his own vomit or some shit.
Yeah.
I had all these horror things go through my mind. So I was just like, dude, I hope he's okay. Because
Yeah.
you were fucked up, man. When you called in, you were already fucking lit, dude.
Yeah, like 66 ounces of alcohol in me at that point.
Yeah, that was insane, dude. How do you feel? How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. Like I said, I take that cola nut stuff that helps big time. Any hangovers? But I had to make myself throw up this morning because
Oh man,
my
that's the worst.
stomach
It's not so bad when you throw up the night of getting drunk. Like you get it out of your system and you're so fucked up you don't even feel the pain. But the worst is the next morning when you're sober. You're still sick, and then you start having like dry heaves and shit. That sucks.
Yeah. No, it's like you wanted to throw, but you couldn't. It's like, dang. So I
Yeah.
just stick my fingers out of my mouth like a bulimic bitch. And
Totally.
get the job done, yeah. Okay, I have a question, Vince, for you. Okay.
Sure. What's up?
If you have a family member that knows that you want to get the entertainment business, right? And that's been their whole life's dream, and they hear a movie where casting Middle Eastern or Mediterranean, and they don't tell you. Wouldn't that just fuck you up?
Totally.
Oh, I would just snap. My sister's like, "Oh, dude, I forgot to tell you about the Middle Eastern or Mediterranean part that they're casting in Milwaukee." I'm like,
Dude,
"That's it."
bro, you got to come out to California. If you're trying to make it in the movies, you either got to go to New York or LA.
Yeah, I know.
Like
Eventually, when I get the.
I'm in California and it doesn't even matter because I'm in the Bay Area. There's nothing here, man. Like it's all there. I mean, there are certain pockets of the country
Yeah.
like Michigan and New
Chicago.
Orleans or Louisiana. Yeah, Chicago. There's little pockets where they have like North Carolina has a lot of like they always have like at least like one TV show that shoots their regular on the regular Canada. But like I had my best success in the industry when I lived in New York. I worked as a sound guy and
Yeah.
I got plenty of work. I made really good money and when I was really at the peak of my networking, like when I was getting calls like every day for jobs,
Okay.
I was doing good, man. I was able to, survive in New York and save money and, get to work with some really talented people, get to work with some famous people. But it all was, it was, but I had to go to it. Like I had to, I had a couple lucky breaks, but I took advantage of them. And that's what you got to do. You just got to go where it's at. If you can't go where it's at, if you're in Milltown, like I think you're on the right track though. You guys are doing you're doing BTR shit and you're doing your cable access show. I
Yeah.
mean, that's, you at least got to be like if Milltown's where you got to be at, you at least should be like if you want to do entertainment and type of stuff, you should at least be trying to like get experience, even if it's like creating your own work for you.
Yeah, we're gonna be doing like little movie clips or show clips.
Yeah, man, just get your chops. Like the great thing with YouTube is you could just like it's so easy to just get a camera and just, you can just improvise shit or write a short script and try to make it write it in a way where you can do it on no budget and just get your chops built up like that. So
I'm just
eventually
saying.
if there is an opportunity, you have at least some experience under your, even if it's just your own films that you've made, it doesn't matter. At least you've gone through the process, and it's so much easier now with the way that technology is. With you can get software for your computer. Like, pretty much any computer you buy now comes preloaded with some sort of, at the very least, some rudimentary like video editing software that you can do basic cuts on and at least make a movie. Like, you can get a cheap camera and just fucking digitize it. But you guys have the TV studio. I'm sure they got editing suites there and shit. Just take advantage of that shit, man.
I've not
Like,
come
like
across
try to
it,
step up your production value.
I'm trying to find that Rubik's Cube moment, that hasn't been done before. There's so many just recycled bullshit.
Oh, Sexy Mojo and Michael Jackson's ghosts are in the chat room. Thank God. But
yeah,
Michael Jackson's ghost is... What?
Did you get my message, by the way? I sent you a message on BTR.
I don't check my messages.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Should I check it? Yeah, I'll check it right now. Hang on. Give me a second here. Hey, have you been in the building in the last, 20 minutes?
No, why?
I posted up a thing. There's this article in the LA Times about how there's this one assemblyman from San Francisco, Tom Mamiano. He was a longtime board member in San Francisco. Now I guess he's an assemblyman in California, and he is proposing a sales tax on marijuana. And the thing he proposes, he says, will generate $1.4 billion for the state.
Wow.
And I'm going to go into this article in a second here, but I posted it up on In the Building, and it's pretty interesting. And I have my own unique take on it as well, which I'll get into in a second. I just thought I'd bring that up, considering you partook in some of said contraband. Last
I'm glad
night.
You mentioned
that
glad
was
you
pretty
mentioned
epic, though, that you got all fucked up like that. Like, you went the whole, you just decided to fucking, you were going to party no matter what.
Yeah. Trying
I
to
like
do something
that.
Different.
I like that spirit, Abu. It's good.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the sales tax, because, that's a normal, they just like have a flat sales tax and forget all these taxes. It makes life so much easier. You only have to
How about this? I got a wild idea for you. How about no taxes? How about you keep everything you earn and you choose how you want to spend it?
Okay, but that's not going to help because...
How's that not going to help?
Okay, yeah, I guess that'd be all right, yeah.
Imagine if everybody just kept everything that they earned and decided how they wanted to use it to spend it. Maybe you want to save half of it and blow the other half on rent and food and whores.
And how's the government making their money then? How are we getting protected or program?
Well, maybe you want protection, right?
Yeah.
So you get together with a protection agency. And you pay them a small fee, and they keep an eye on your property and on you. And if something were to happen, they would swoop in and fuck shit up and protect you. It's basically you would hire your own mob. I mean, that's what the government is, right? They're basically just a mob. They collect taxes. It's all a big fucking... It's a big racketeering fucking network is what the government is, really. It's,
so you
don't
have,
I mean,
you
I'm
have,
sorry, go
you
ahead.
Have, you have tribal people, like kind of like in Africa. The person with the most money is going to get the most tribes like that. So it's like one big gang warfare, don't you think?
I'd like to know how that's going to play out. Like, yeah, sure, there might be some subversive elements. There's always going to be criminals, no matter what.
Yeah.
Whether you have a government in place or you have local militias in place, you're going to have subversives. You're going to have crazies. You're going to have criminals. It's just human nature. People are going to want to try to get over on somebody, and it doesn't matter what system you have in place. The problem is right now is in addition to all these criminals, the common criminals out there. There's the government out there that's actually their biggest competition.
Right. Well, I'm just saying for people that, getting money underneath the table, at least, they're paying their taxes.
Yeah, what I'm saying is it shouldn't be under the table. It should just be over the table.
Yeah.
Look, bro, I'm part Italian, so I'm all about the mob mentality.
Yeah.
Just so long as it's my mob.
Yeah, I'm PLO. So, remember how that's supposed to mean?
Well, I wanna go. I gotta go take a leak. I just finished my second beer.
Yeah.
And I gotta re up and take a whiz.
You're weak, dude. I had like 48 ounces.
Well, no, you like fucking like siphoned them down your throat. You didn't even enjoy them.
No,
I heard
like,
what happened.
Hey.
Jay Will told me what happened, man. He said that you drank like way too much alcohol in too little of a time, and you were all saying like, oh, I'm gonna go till 4 a.m. He's like, not like that. Sure enough, dude, you went in the 2 hour span of my show, you went from completely fucked up and screaming and singing on the air to snoring at the end of the show.
Well, I wanted to put on the show, though. You know, I'm not a sipper.
Oh, you did, man. You brought it, man. You like, it was perfect timing, too, because there was some chick that was like, I don't know, she said she's like, oh, I'm a radio talent scout. And she was in the chat room, and she was, like, the only one in there just, like, going nuts through your whole thing. And she's like, oh, that's so good. Such a great idea. Abu, that's ha-ha. She was loving it.
Oh,
so
I don't remember that chick at all.
It made for good radio.
That's great. See? That sucks. I'm just going to show you, like, the elements are preventing me from.
Dude, I'm telling you, we need to create the in-the-building network. 24/7 in the building programming.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what's up. All right, man.
So,
we're gonna take a break here. I'm gonna go into my personal anthem here by Twista. This is Mobster's Anthem. Right,
yes.
Here on Mega Show. The number is 347-826-7667.
Yeah, we can do it like this. My clique was struggling half a lifetime to try to get our shit on. Got no G's to sit on. Even so, niggas act the packs to get on. But let me take you to a place where these niggas learn the better pain and stress. Look at murder in the face, coming up with a wilder deranged, you blessed. 1, 2, 3 into the 4-4. The good, the bad, and the ugly sticking you. Fleeing through the front door. And we gotta do one more. Even though Devo watching me like the lottery, we can still fulfill his West Side Odyssey monster problem.
Well, mom, we're gonna be better than we drinks, bitches, and loot. Jacking off 20 G's since you got more money to scoop. Lift a hustler by nature. Fiend for paper, schemes and capers. Constantly eyed by neighbors who do the fair favors. It ain't no major dope. Whether it's making yeah, you blow as long as it's paying me for my occupation's criminal. Pulling up on hoes as the weed for blows. The essence of a mobster's presence is the reason she chose. That's the reason she rolls. Only grows a pearl white old mobile. Shit, I'm a rat high till I die, I get killed. Smoke like Bill, forever dodging blue shield. With blue steel, I got foolproof escape skill. When paper chasing, leaving trails of shell cases adjacent to the part of your body where the blood's wasting on the life taking. Chicago ain't a city, it's a nation. It's solid my foundation within the mobster organization.
So we shaking it up. If it ain't hustling, we got some smoke, we gon' be smoking it up.
Watch your pain and monster for life, carved in golden night.
Be not rolled through shots, too cold to die, known to get high.
It's an everyday thing for my speed not mob to hang. Calling cops with things ready to squab or bang. Taking your riches, plus we look for snatching your bitches. The way shot rain, my family gotta maintain.
It's a monster thing.
I'm a fat booty bucket, love getting hit sucking and busting. Giving niggas pumpkin heads for nothing. While bumping, handle my functions, my pistols pumping. Got hoes jumping, a monster's always in the sun.
I can feel the Illuminati looking over my shoulder. Something keeps telling me to get mine before it's over. Smoking on plenty of Buddha and still praying to get blessed with forgiveness for the last time I sinned on the survival quest. From Hunky 24/7 to making niggas get undressed. The mobs and me got me obsessed with Lucci and success. So I can care less if I gotta be looting or whooping. I'm sick of begging niggas for rides. I'd rather be the one that's scooping. Cause in these last days, it's day that they hustling for me. They want fresh gear every day, fat ass chain and 3 blades. Tripping on the 2 faces, niggas wetting the dick while I rock the stage. Like these bitches just trying to get paid to give a nigga aid. And I can use it for turning tricks, or either for hitting licks and then rap about the shit. And one of the mobs' greatest hits. So when we come to your town, if it knock up on your business, then rape.
Yeah.
Find a skunk as weed you can, roll it up and blaze.
If it's up, we shaking it up. If it's
If it ain't hustling, then we got some smoke, we gon' be smoking it up.
While campaigning, monster for life, carving golden knife.
Be not rolled through shots, too cold to die, known to get high.
It's an everyday thing for my feet, not mobs to hang. Call it cops with that, and your bitches the way Chirac. My family gotta maintain. It's a monster fact.
I'ma make it through this new world order if I gotta be rapping or robbing. You can't stop this beat, not for mobbing, and if you try, we squabbing. I'm waiting for you to fall off the square, so you best to keep your head up when these shots out, niggas roll, cause we don't believe in going
on the
street,
dick for 150s and dubs. Trick a finger, itchy with snubs. Hit me with love, black gloves, red eyes, a chippy, the studs. T-shirt up on my face, fucked up and ready. I cocked a 380, got a grip that was steady. Adrenaline rushing for fatty while I was rolling Cisco. Made me rock the tightest flows, but tiptoe up with the clip slow. Gotta find out what your pocket hit for, cause I ain't that scummy. Motherfuck that, I'm bummy. Got no time for rocket chopping the car, stopping with a stack of pack money. But you trusting me, then I'm cuffing shit. Not y'all in your luxury. Try touching me, I can tough and shit. My mob is a bust for me. Fucking me, you make me hate you. Permanently sedate you. When the bullet penetrates you, it's gonna strike me or face you. Unless we chase you as we escape through broke pockets. Bow means necessary, the rest is secondary. Going for mine till my flesh is buried. The test is scary for me to survive and hope we still will be thick. With a trilogy click, for now 7 miles of ability shit.
If it's dope, we shaking it up. If it's dope, we cooking it up. If it ain't hustling, then we got some stuff, we gonna be smoking it up.
Watch a painting monster for life, carving golden knife.
Be not rolled through shot, too cold to die, known to get high.
It's an everyday thing for my feet, not mobs to hang. Call the cops with things ready to squab or bang. Taking your riches, plus we know for snatching your bitches the way Chirac.
My family gotta maintain. It's a monster thing.
I just take a pool in the hill. Thinking about my niggas that's locked up in jail. My mind dwells on crime cells and wiping off nine shells. Only time will tell if we gotta use it. Ain't looking for stats, but if we gotta do it, then we gotta do it. Nigga, ha ha. Mom.
Man, fuck all that commotion. What y'all got me here for?
You know you were on Adams and Keeler on January 17th when you committed that murder.
Man, I ain't do shit. I wasn't nowhere. Man, what the
Stop
fuck
lying,
you fucking me for, man?
Stop lying, you son of a bitch.
Man, let me out.
Don't you know I'll ram your fucking head into this fucking wall right fucking now?
Man, I told you I ain't seen shit.
Come on,
come on,
Dave.
Man, I told you I ain't seen shit. I don't know shit.
Come on, Dave. Come on. Let me just talk to him.
Man, what the fuck? Man, I ain't seen shit. I don't know shit, man. Let me out this motherfucker.
Shut down, buddy. Just fucking tell me what we want to fucking know. Come on, buddy.
Short. mess with me. It's been a long time, baby, since I first got down. But I still keep making these funky sounds. Still, but don't stop rapping. Back to my theme. I make a lot of money, do you know what I mean? Life is complicated, you must stay up. You ask a simple question, boy, don't say what. You only live once and you call it in hell. Policeman trying to take you to jail. You can give a man time, but you don't know. In a matter of time, I'll be running the show. Now another young buck wants to be on top. Making big money, slanging hot. The chat boy trying to peel your cap. Turn around, homeboy, you better watch your back. Life is life is. You can take back all the things you get, but you can't take back the days you live. Life is. Some people have been on earth, living every single day for what it's worth. I live my life just how I please, satisfying one person, I know that's me. Work hard for the things I achieve in life, and never rap fake when I'm on the mic. Cause if a dream is all you got, homeboy, you gotta turn that dream into the real McCoy. No time to waste, just get on that tape. Can't be down, cause you need to taste the good life. Living like a king on the throne, getting everything you want and trying to handle your own. It's your life. Don't be stupid though, cause when you waste it, you'll know life is. Life is.
Tune to Mega Show. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Vince here with you. Live on BTR. Mega Show. Taking your calls. 347-826-7667. Abu's here with me. We're going to chop it up. There's a few other things I want to get to in the program. I was hoping that Frank Deluxe would call in. We like to check in with Frank Deluxe from time to time to get the Obama report. I don't really pay attention to the news. Apparently, we have a black president. Nobody filled me in. Been too busy on BTR. So I have my friend Frank Deluxe call in from time to time and give me a little the lowdown on what's going on in the news in Washington and around the world. And so hopefully he's going to call in at some point during this program. If he does not, I will just simply call him online and put him on the spot. Also, Miss Tasha is putting on a show right now. Apparently she's naming her show. She's going to have a regular show, and I believe she's going to name it today. I don't know. She might have already named it. I was in over there a minute ago hanging out with her, and I'd be the wise one and all those folks over there. So I don't know, it might have already been unveiled. So we might pop in with her and see what's the dealio there and touch on this this proposal by Tom Amiano in California to essentially legalize marijuana as a way to raise revenues for the state, which is in a crisis right now. They have started issuing what they call IOUs. They're these warrants that they pay state vendors. And unfortunately, a lot of these state vendors are getting these warrants, and they're trying to cash them in or use them to pay for things, and it's not working. Like, for example, my bank says explicitly when you walk in the door of the physical bank, or if you log on to the internet, their internet site, or if you call them on their customer service line, they always warn you that they will not accept these California state warrants. So it looks like we're going to turn to, instead of to the federal government for a bailout, we're going to turn to bailing heaps and heaps and reams of bud, which is okay by me, but I don't know. I want to look at this a little bit more, just to make sure they're doing the right thing here, because it sounds like they're trying to do the right thing, but at what cost? Like, how much are they going to raise taxes? Because they're trying to basically tax marijuana. And So is that going to create a new paradigm? Is there going to be new laws or regulations around the cultivation and distribution of marijuana? Is this going to squeeze out the independent producers? Are we going to get Marlboro marijuana joints? Are we going to get more chemicals put in? Are we going to get a lot of chemicals mixed in with our marijuana because that's the best way to that they're supposed to be cultivated, according to the government, I'm sure. I don't know. Is mom and pop going to get squeezed out and corporate interests going to take over the so-called industry? We'll see. I'm going to bring on my resident marijuana smoker, Abu.
Yeah, what's up? Then we get to hear how, well, I told you marijuana was bad for you. Look at the studies. Yeah, if you put preservatives and additives and all that kind of crap into it, of course it's going to be bad for you. That's what exactly they do with, like, cigarettes. They add preservatives and additives, and they come out and say, well, tobacco is bad for you. Yeah, no shit, Charlie. When you put chemicals in there, of course it's bad for you. So it's eating fucking Twinkies and shit.
We also have a 111 on the line. Is that Sexy Mojo by any chance?
It is.
Oh, wow.
What's up, Sexy Mojo? You know, I checked out your friend to see when her show was. I had no time there on the show. There was no number.
What do you mean there was no number?
There was no number to call in for a show. They said no show scheduled yet.
Okay, well, go look again.
I did. I did. Is she on right now?
Does she have a show schedule? Does she have a show scheduled, or are you just trying to get rid of Abu?
I think trying to get rid of me.
She's like, Abu, you should go look into it. Go check it out. You should go on the internet. You should get off the phone and go on the internet and look for it.
I did see her picture, though. She's gorgeous. Crazy South African girl. Gail.
Yeah, she's fucking crazy.
It is on at 8:30, I believe.
8:30 p.m.?
Yeah, our time. So
an hour from now?
Yeah.
Cool. I'll check it out. How long is she going to be on?
Is there a number? Is there a number?
I'll get you the number. Relax, bro. Relax. We'll get to that. It's not for another hour, dude. Settle down. Keep your pants on.
It's all good, Mojo. What's up, dear?
Give it to me and I can give it to you.
Oh, give it to me, baby.
You apparently can't figure out how to go to the site. It's right there. I'm looking at it right now.
Abu doesn't have technology. He uses a telephone for everything.
It's there right now? I must be doing something wrong because I can't. And I got your friends requesting stuff, but...
Yeah, I noticed you haven't accepted those.
Well, what? Yes, I have. What are you talking about? I've accepted it.
Okay.
You see, first of all, I got no picture of me myself on there. You know, Miss PG is my manager. So it's going to her thing if I accept stuff.
Oh, so
you
she's
know?
The one who decides?
No, yeah, I mean, no, I accept it. It goes to my email, but I can't find my, like, I don't know what to say. I can't find where I can check my messages. My check my messages, it goes to a picture of her and tells me who my friends are. Because I don't have, like, a picture profile yet. Because, like Vince said, I'm challenged internet-wise.
Okay.
Okay, so I got my pen now.
Oh, well, I left that part. I was going to see if you accepted the request, but you haven't. Hold on.
Yes, maybe I have not.
It still says that it was sent to you and you haven't responded.
I did. Get to my email. It says accept or reject. Put accept. I don't know what the heck's going on.
Okay.
I'm screwing something up then. I don't know how.
Right now, I'm on Crazy South African Gal's page, and it says nothing scheduled yet.
So I'm not, yeah. So I'm doing something wrong.
Why don't you, you have the link. Why don't you paste the link in the chat room?
Come on.
Because BTR's funky like that. She could have something scheduled. It just, it's being all buggy, and it just isn't showing up on her page for some reason.
Hey, Sweet, did you get the message I sent you via in the building?
Who, me?
No, Sexy Mojo.
Oh.
Just the way you said that, you're all, like you were disappointed, Vince.
Because, you know what it said for you? It says, Sexy Mojo is accepting something moderate commenting, or what all that means. So you're like screening
that,
screening your messages.
I screen.
You are a private person, aren't you?
Is there something wrong with that, Abu?
No, nothing.
I mean, she's not so private that she won't call in and talk about her sex life.
She does
share some things with us. She just doesn't want us to, like, she just doesn't want somebody like you tracking her down and coming up to her, showing up on her doorstep and saying, hey, remember me? It's Abu from BTR.
Oh, okay. No, I'm not a stalker.
Sure, right,
of course. It may sound like I'm one, but I'm not.
Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Chilling with Sexy Mojo and Abu.
Okay, it's in the chat. Did you get it?
Yeah, I did. You know what? I went to her thing, and again, you go to her page, and it says, nothing scheduled yet. So
mine says upcoming episodes, and then it says 53 minutes until show.
Yeah, I don't see it. I mean, maybe if
What'd you type in for a show?
What?
What's the show called?
Blunt Truth About Sex.
Oh, the Blunt Truth About Sex.
Yes.
That's the name of it?
Oh, that's I've been typing in South African Gale, the Blunt. Okay. Is it like all one word, all one letters, or is there a space between each of the words?
No, there's a space between each word.
Yeah, I don't see it. I don't believe you. I don't see it in here at all. I see DNA Talk Radio. That's the only thing that came up when I put in Blunt Truth About Sex.
Okay, but the link I just put in the thing.
Okay,
yeah,
so what's the number they give you then?
Hold on.
1347 something, right?
Well, I can tell you what the number is to call in here. 347-826-7667. Join myself and Sexy Mojo, along with Abu. We're taking your calls.
So Mojo,
okay,
yeah.
What's that?
Okay.
I want the number too because.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, 347-857-3492.
Okay. All right, I will call.
Oh, he will.
I know he will.
So did I sound better yesterday or today in Sexy Mojo?
You were pretty trashed. You were like, you were totally all, you know, doing your thing.
So was there
entertaining.
Was there a personality difference from me being drunk off my ass than me sober?
Not really.
Just I had more of the like that, right?
I disagree. You were much happier last night. You sounded really happy.
Like I was laughing?
You were enjoying yourself.
Yeah, you were having a great time. You should just listen back to the show, man. You was great.
Oh, that's right. I should listen back to the show. That's right. It was on tape. Yeah.
Yeah. It was actually on two shows because we simulcast over to Miss Tasha's show when you started singing. So the singing is on both shows, her show and my show.
And that's why. How long after that did I fall asleep? Like 15 minutes after that, or?
No. I'd say maybe like 45 minutes. It was a slow progression. You were hanging in there for a while, and then around the last half hour, last 20 minutes of the show, you just trailed off.
Did I make any affectionate gestures to anybody on that? What?
Uh-oh, Abu's got to clean his room.
Put me on timeout. I gotta come back.
So
all right, we're gonna put everybody on timeout for a second. Do a track and be right back.
What?
Thank you. Yes, yes, New York City. Here we go. Come on.
How you feeling, y'all? How you feeling?
I'm
feeling pretty good. Thanks, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is not a live show.
Oh, it's not? It sounds like it's live.
Yeah,
it sounds like
you don't
live.
Have to just stand there.
I'm not standing here, dude. I'm sitting here. I'm sitting here with Abu. And, sexy Mojo.
You're a goofball, man.
That was Balkan Beatbox recorded live at, he was lying, actually. That was a live show. I was recorded live at Irving Plaza in New York City in December of 2007. Great show. I have some video of that up on my YouTube. You can check it out at youtube.com/VTOCCE.
I've got a disturbing image when you say beatbox, by the way, after watching the movie Dance Flicks by the Wayans Brothers. Because
oh, dude, you wanted – hey, actually, you saw that – that was what kickstarted your whirlwind adventure last night.
Oh.
Do you want to go into your review of the film? We would love to get a movie review from here. Exclusive.
Just put it this way. Beatbox, old lady, camel toe, lips dancing, left to right.
Wow.
Yeah. Not to mention.
Hey, have you seen the new the Bruno movie yet?
No, I heard there's a lot of crude references or.
Well, yeah. Did you ever see the TV show that he did with that?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's fucking hilarious, dude! You gotta go back. You never watched the Ollie G show?
Yes, I watched the Ollie G show. Yeah.
Ollie G show is amazing, dude. Like, I hope he does an Ollie G movie next. I mean,
right.
he already did an Ollie G movie, but like it wasn't like a big budget thing. He like should do like that should be the next thing. I'm sure he's got tons of characters. He's such a multi. He should see people like that should be on Saturday Night Live, not the fucking scrubs that they have on there now.
Yeah.
Oh, we lost Sexy Mojo. Hopefully, she's breaking away to go get crazy. South African gal, because crazy South African gal is so crazy. She thinks she's actually has a show scheduled in BTR, but uh-huh. I swear to God, she doesn't. I went on there. She does not have a show scheduled. I mean, we have the number, but I don't know. We'll see. Should we call that number and see if it's? Well, we'll call it later because it's not.
Hey, you know, remember talking about tantric sex?
Right.
Can I just read a little article?
Oh, absolutely. Take it away.
Okay. This is
Wait a second. Wait a second. Before you get into it, I want to welcome our new listener, BBW Lita Moonsinger. She's joined us. She's in the chat room with Michael Jackson's ghost. She is a sexy lady, let me tell you. I did a little research. She came into the room, and I clicked on her profile, and she is amazing. I kind of have a thing for BBWs myself. It's kind of a side fetish that I have. I mean, don't get me wrong, Abu. I like all size women. I don't discriminate. But I'd always like to have my extra big women on the side, you know, just as a little side project type. Like if I like to think of my sexual prowess as kind of like being a rock star.
Okay.
Like I'm kind of a musician and I jam with a bunch of different bands. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And I like to jam with all different types of players, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
And BBW Lita Moonsinger would certainly be a part of my group with if I had a BBW cover band or just some sort of band that just played a BBW audience.
Right.
Lita Moonsinger would certainly be. In the house, in the
oh,
building.
Oh, it's a good entertainment name, Moonsinger.
Yeah, it's a pretty hot name, isn't it?
Yeah, Lena Moonsinger. But yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you were going to go into it for us. Go ahead. I'm sorry I cut you off. I just wanted
to... This is actually from the book called Conversation with God, and supposedly God's speaking to him by saying this. He goes, teachers of what you call tantric sex, which is a very high form of sexual expression, incidentally, know that you become the sex of hunger for sex Your ability to pleasure your partner and to experience a prolonged and joyful union of souls and bodies, which is a very high reason to experience sexuality, by the way, is greatly diminished. Tantric lovers therefore often sexual self-pleasure before they pleasure each other. This is frequently done in the presence of each other and usually with the encouragement and help and loving guidance of each other. Then when initial hungers have been satisfied, the deeper thirst of the two, the thirst for ecstasy through prolonged union, can be gloriously satisfied. The mutual self-pleasuring is all part of the joyfulness, the playfulness, and the lovingness of sexuality fully expressed. It is one of several parts. The experience you call coitus or intercourse might come at the end of a two-hour encounter of love, or it might not. For most of you, it is very near the only point of a 20-minute exercise. That is 20 minutes if you're lucky. So there you go.
That sounds amazing. I want to do that. I think by default I have done it with a couple of different partners, but I didn't do that with all partners. Like, I think that's how it should be done. I think because at least for guys, it should at least be done for guys, because the first nut for guys is like, it's just like, you know, more times than not, like, you know, it's you just got to, like, I personally, when I know I'm going to go hook up with a lady, I'll bust a nut right before I go out the door to go meet her.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Just so I get one out of the chamber before. And I'll what movie was that in? That was something about Mary or something.
Was it?
That was so right on, because like I do that all the time. If I know I'm gonna like be humping a chick tonight, I'm gonna like wait till after taking a shower, just before I'm about to put my clothes on and go out the door, I just fucking jizz real quick, and then I'm good, and then I can have like usually a good session, you know, once I get going. But if you're like living with a chick and you like have, you know, you're like partners, it makes sense if you're gonna like, you know, at night, you know, just fucking masturbate in front of each other and then go at it for at least like 45 minutes to an hour. That makes total sense.
Yeah. So after reading that, I was thinking about, okay, is there things in life you can like do that, like the jizz of life, where, you know, for a writer, does he like write something really quick and then come back and write something awesome? Or for an actor, does he like act the script real quick and come back? So that's how I was trying to think.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what? At some point, Abu, you gotta just stop thinking and let the emotions take over. And we're gonna let some of our emotions take over right now. We've got an hour left in the program, and we want to hear from you, not Abu. So give us a call at 347-826-7667. BBW Lita Moonsinger. I would highly encourage you to call in 347-826-7667. In fact, I'm just going to go ahead and do this. Just copy and paste. And a little flippity-do and a little skippity-do and a little how do you do. This is Vince, Mega Show. We got an hour left, an hour to take your calls at 347-826-7667. I want to thank Abu for calling in as per usual. Also, Sexy Mojo was in the building for a second there. She's in the chat room now. Want to let you know what's coming up. My good friend and my resident Obama expert, or actually he's more of an Obama sexpert. Ladies, if you get my drift, he's going to be on here in about, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes, half an hour. He's going to call in and share with us some knowledge, and also probably try to pick up on some ladies as soon as they call in. Sexy Mojo, BBW Lita Moonsinger, I would encourage you to stick around. Frank Deluxe will be in the building here momentarily. Abu is getting emotional on us right now, so I put him on timeout. And I'm going to put myself on timeout here, and we're going to get emotional with Emotions, the remix from Twista, here on Mega Show. Give me a call, 347-826-7667.
Inside your head, all day, every day, to play with your emotions. or something like this. I thought you loved me though. Now how you gonna be wrong just cause you know you got me gone in the head? You be twisted with a lovely flow, but what you acting all ugly for? Left me alone in the bed where you going cause I'm not done. Cool till you got some tripping when I got sprung, but you ain't fly love. You the shit, but your petty money came by love. Is that what high does? My reply was, you know why, cuz I could tell you was prone to bone. Niggas I hang around, but the reaper I was toning on. Make me the one you freaking on them on. From how I lay it down, now you tripping cause I'm not attached. Hanging with a lot of rats, so concerned with the I'ma act. Now you the mama Mac coming back with a lot of slaps. Gone with your bad ass, but I got a cat. I done peeped the way you look into my nigga's eyes. I done recognize I won't be hypnotized. No more inner cries, no more energized. With my eyes on the prize, it's a flick of fire. I can't let nobody ride with me, that's a lie. To me, smoke a psyche up and play with me the way you do. And you trip because I played you too. Show you right, take the whole thing and strike like the way I do. Well, let me play with your emotions. Let me play with your emotions, though. To the rhythm of a kick drum. Take a body, get strong. Let me stimulate your mind, body, get slow. You know I got a quick tongue. Tell me how you gon' act though. I saw you creeping out the back door. What you run up on my Mac for? Lay you on your back show. Cause you know I got you with my lasso. Blow your mind like an afro. Come and take a glimpse of the stairs. See your aroma over pimp in the air. I bet you notice the smell. It's like a lotus when I float. Cause my eyes be the lowest. If you didn't notice, then you broke as a jail. I'm putting women under my spell. Like I'm up in the brain, pooping the bang with gang. For the anatomy, the feminine. The filling them up with adrenaline. Got them geeking with speaking the fortune of a pimp like a gentleman. Submission is surrendering. And ain't no ending if it's on with the blood from my boss side. In the right place with the right mind and the right line, you can get a lifetime contract. Very wise up to the look into your eyes. I surely freak with you by the mind. Took her over to my crib, they law, hit her off from behind, and she signed on the dotted line, and she was like,
oh, God, don't make me feel like this. I don't want nobody else.
Your mind, I don't mean to make a disaster, like when that a master love, but if a bogus brother ready you for every penny you earned, then how could you still show the bastard love? I got some with a cold clear, but you was gonna be spending me, I bet you think it show did, but game like a nice game, now you lame in the brain, stupid trick is what you get for trying to go dig. Now let me tell what you're most love.
Thank you.
That is Drop from Cornelius here on Mega Show. Vince back with you. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. That's 347-826-7667. Join me here on Mega Show with Abu and Sexy Mojo as we guide you into this last hour of the program. Stick around. Frank Deluxe will be calling in shortly. We're going to work him in some point in this last hour of the program. He's my resident expert on politics and the story behind the story, if you will. And he's also a world-renowned, internationally acclaimed, award-winning Barack H. Obama biographer and historian. And he's going to be joining us momentarily to share his knowledge. We like to check in with him from time to time. If you want to get a little backstory on him or just dip into the archives, it's one of the earlier shows that I did here on BTR. I did a show, I think it's entitled Barack Obama or something like that. Or Barack Obama's in the title. It's the only one with Barack Obama in the title in my archive. It's one of the first shows. And in that show, I had Frank Deluxe and Femme Patriot on the program. Femme Patriot is also one of my correspondents. She's my resident neocon pundit, if you will. You know, the Megaforce Network, really, we're kind of like Fox News and MSNBC and all these channels where we have correspondents that span the globe. We have our sex correspondent in Australia. Her name is Miss Tasha, and I believe her show just wrapped up. I still have yet to know what the name of the new show is. I hope it was the name that I chose. I chose Sexiness. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. Looking forward to talking to her later this evening here on the BTR experience. And we still got some time left here to take your calls, 347-826-7667. I want to thank BBW for stopping through. Very excited to have a BBW in the building here because I have to admit, you know, first of all, I want to, full disclosure, I don't discriminate against any size, shape, sexual persuasion, color, religious background. You get the picture. Like, I do not discriminate. As long as there's a woman, and as long as it's legitimately a woman, as long as she has a God-given vagina and some God-given mammograms, then I'm with it. And if I'm not mistaken, BBWs are almost 100% bringing the mammies, if you know what I'm saying. I'm all about supporting the mammies. I'm sort of like a human bra that way. Oh, boy. Anyways, taking your calls, 347-826-7667. I'm vamping here right now because I stepped out onto my veranda overlooking my picturesque view of the San Francisco Bay Area, the Bay itself, and just basking in the glow of the sun as it's just peeking over the horizon and fading into our sweet night here on BTR. Where once the lights go down, it's time to party. So come party with me and Boo and Sexy Mojo. Give us a call, 347-826-7667. Check me out on the internet, megaforceonline.blogspot.com. or megaforceonline.ning.com, and check out the videos, and you can check out my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/VTOCCE. Oh, sorts of fun little tidbits there for you to indulge upon if you so desire. And look forward to hearing your desires as you call me here at 347-826-7667. I'm going to go into a quick chat. Let's try that again. I'm going to go into a track here, jump into the chat, see what's going down, and then we're going to come up out of the track, and we're going to go into your calls, 347-826-7667. And, of course, Abu and hopefully Sexy Mojo will still be around when we come back from the other end of this track. All right, right here on Mega Show.
Mega Show. That was Street Sweeper Social Club off of their self-titled debut that is available now on iTunes. That was 100 Little Curses, the first single off their new record. Of course, that's Boots Riley from The Coup and Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine. And we are back. I'm in front of the switchboard now. And Abu, you're back. You're off timeout. What's up, bro?
Did you hear about that basketball player that stood up his girl at the wedding?
Yeah, it was like a $2 million wedding.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
he gave his buddies his black American Express card and let him go to town. Like, he called in a couple hours before the wedding and apparently said, "I'm not showing up," and gave his buddies his card, and they went and partied, and she got stood up.
No, but did she, like,
wait, what player was this? What player is this?
Richard Jefferson. He was a Milwaukee Buck, and now he's a San Antonio Spur.
Wow. That's scandalous.
But, Sexy Moses, did you read the article where she called her guests and informed them that not to come? Is that right?
No, I didn't see that part.
I was like, okay, if you inform your own guests not to come, why would you go up to the altar then if you know it's not going to happen?
I personally, if it was me, I would have went out with his buddies with his black American Express card.
Wow.
Okay. You there, Vince, or what?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm doing tech support. I'm doing BTR support for Sexy Mojo. So, Sexy Mojo, do you have another line you can call into your other show, or are you going to have to drop off with us?
No, I'm going to have to drop off.
That's cool. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I only have a half hour left in this. When I'm done, I'll come over and check you out.
Okay. Well, you have to, like, let me know if you can actually hear me.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I'll go in the chat room and let you know if I can hear you or not. That's no problem.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
So Sexy Mojo, is this the last show you're doing, Sexy Mojo, tonight? Are you going anywhere else or what?
What?
How long is that show going to be, from 10:30 to, what, 12:30?
Yeah, I think she set it up for 2 hours. She had an emergency, so she'll be back. She'll call in as soon as she gets done doing whatever she is doing. I don't know.
But you're taking over for her?
I am.
Okay.
It'll be interesting, since I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting. We'll totally be there.
We'll help you out.
But I have a good friend, Grey Goose, helping me out. So I'm thinking it'll
cool.
be okay.
Oh, yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
All right, I will talk to you guys in a little bit.
All right, take care. Right. See you soon.
Have fun. Bye.
All right, we're going to go into a track here, taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Big ups to Sexy Mojo, who's going to be filling in right now for Crazy South African Gal.
Stop.
Oh, yeah, mega show with Bruce Springsteen, the boss. My Lucky Day off of his latest. I had the great luck and honor and pleasure of experiencing the boss live a couple weeks ago. Oh, wow, it's more than a couple weeks ago now. Man, it must have been a month ago. I was in Nashville for Bonnaroo, and I saw Bruce Springsteen pretty much at the peak of my acid trip. I had taken three hits of acid, and I was well into my trip when I got to weasel up pretty close, because it's pretty cool at that show what they do, how they set it up. Like, it's a huge, the main stage that all the main performers, like the headliners, perform on, like Bruce Springsteen. The main stage, they have it set up. They have this little maze, this little like this little path that weaves through the actual crowd right in front of the stage. And if you line up on the side of the stage, when they allow it, the security will usher you straight down this little path that's like gated off from the rest of the audience, and you can actually get and weasel right in front and see him like fucking front and center. It's sick. And of course I was tripping fucking balls off of, because like that's what sucks is that Bonnaroo is like a hippie fest, and it's like, I guess it's just common knowledge that everybody already has weed because they're not selling weed there. And like, I came from California, so I didn't have any weed with me, so I fucking like had to find it there. And no one was selling it. The only thing they were selling was acid. So I just took a bunch of fucking acid and fucking tripped like a motherfucker. I got to tell you, on acid, the Mars Volta is pretty fucking awesome. Anyways, we're taking your calls, 347-826-7667. We have about a half an hour left to go here on the program. We're going to take your calls here in a second. My good friend Frank Deluxe, I believe, is going to be with us momentarily here. We're going to get a little update from him. We like to check in with him from time to time. He's my resident news correspondent, conspiracy pundit, if you will. He's also a world-renowned, internationally acclaimed, award-winning Barack H. Obama historian / biographer. And, of course, we're going to come back here with Abu, and I think we might also have P.D. Green here, or it might be Miss P.G. But things are breaking down here in the chat room. Crazy South African chick. Apparently, crazy South African chick is, like, fucked up on Grey Goose right now. She just sent me a private message. I'm not going to give explicit details, but she's in the chat room right now. She sounds pretty fucked up, and I don't think she needs to be drunk or needs any Grey Goose to achieve craziness. I don't know. Maybe she'll become like fucking tame or something. Abu, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's going on, bro?
You gotta get this book, dude. This is some enlightened stuff.
What book is that?
It's called Conversation with God, but it's not a religious book. It actually touches what you've been talking about.
Give us another little tidbit.
Okay, well, since we're speaking about weed, okay, this guy's talking to God, and he says, so what's the solution? Well, to have as few laws which are really limits as possible. The first weed is outlawed is only ostensibly about health. The truth is the first weed is no more addictive and no more a health risk than cigarettes or alcohol, both of which are protected by the law. Why is it then not allowed? Because if it were grown, half the cotton growers, nylon and rayon manufacturers, and timber products, people in the world would go out of business. Hemp happens to be one of the most useful, strongest, toughest, long-lasting materials on your planet. You cannot produce a better fiber for clothes, a stronger substance for ropes, an easier to grow and harvest source for pulp. You cut down hundreds of thousands of trees per year to give yourself Sunday papers so you can read about the decimation of the world's forests. Hemp could provide you with millions of Sunday papers without cutting down one tree. Indeed, it could substitute for so many resource materials at one-tenth of the cost. And that is the catch. Somebody loses money if this miracle plant which also has extraordinary medicinal properties, incidentally is allowed to be grown. And that is why marijuana is illegal in your country. It is the same reason you have taken so long to mass produce electric cars, provide affordable, sensible health care, or use solar heat and solar power in every home. You had the wherewithal and the technology to produce all these things for years. Why then do you not have them? Look to see who would lose money if you did. There you'll find your answer. This is a great society which you are so proud of. Your great society is to be dragged, kicking, and screaming to consider the common good.
And let me go from that to today in the LA Times. The headline is "A Pot Tax." We all knew marijuana was a big business, but now, amid California's latest and deepest financial crisis, the State Board of Equalization has put a revenue figure on the cannabis trade and the potential benefit to government coffers. A tax on pot sales in California could fetch as much as $1.4 billion, according to the board's analysis in response to a proposal by Assemblyman Tom Amiano, Democrat of San Francisco, that would regulate cannabis much like alcohol. Pro-pot groups ballyhooed the report as another sign that the long debate over marijuana legalization has entered a new, more serious phase. The Drug Policy Alliance said the report, quote, amplifies the escalating national discussion on marijuana policy. Amiano's measure is staunchly opposed by law enforcement groups. But the lawmakers argue that it would generate much-needed revenue for the state, restrict access to only those over 21, end environmental damage caused to public lands by illicit crops, and redirect police efforts to more serious crimes. So that was just out today here in California. The People's Republic of California, by the way, which is where we have our guest, Mr. Frank Deluxe. He is representing Southern California right now. What's up, Frankie D?
Not much. How's it going, buddy?
Just holding it down, bro. I'm on my fourth beer and my fifth bong hit, and I'm just finding out right about all this wonderful marijuana news.
Nice, and I hear you were talking about how you were tripping on acid a little bit earlier, man. And I have to say, man, I'm really digging your.
I'm not tripping on acid right now.
But how you were. Yeah.
I saw Bruce Springsteen tripping on three hits of acid. Yeah. You know what? I think I wasn't the only person on acid. I think his drummer was actually on acid too, because at one point I went back to my car to like get some shit out of my car. And I passed the Mounties. They have, like, patrolling these grounds at this concert are these – basically, they're like these Mounties, these fucking, you know, whatever, state troopers that are on horses. And they had an APB out on Max Weinberg, the drummer for Bruce Springsteen and also Conan O'Brien. He was missing at Bonnaroo for 20 minutes. I think he was tripping out on acid.
Jesus. But anyway, back to some serious.
What I got. Yeah, whatever.
Let's talk about some really serious news right here, man.
Real talk.
I can't believe that Michael Jackson could have been murdered. No, I'm just kidding, man. No, I have to say that I'm really digging your very radio-esque voice. What's the word for having a really good voice when you're on talk radio?
Sexy.
Yes, very sexy. I mean, I have to. I'm my pants are off right now, just to let you guys know. But no,
I want to clue our listeners in, because you know what? On I have my own little crew here on BTRs and also on this social networking site called inthebuilding.ning.com, and I posted my video of the teabagging on that site. And it's gone off the charts, dude. You're a celebrity over there. Seriously, you should sign up. People will go.
How many views?
Did they
get like 13 views?
I don't know. We should check that out. But let me bring
Jesus
on.
Jesus Christ! No, go ahead.
414. Who's that? Petey Green?
No, it's Miss Petey Green. You can take me on hold for two motherfucking ever.
Damn. I thought you were Miss PG.
And it's
Jeez.
Go ahead, Miss PG.
You what?
I said, go ahead. I put you on. I'm sorry, I had you on timeout. I didn't realize it was you.
Uh-huh. I was on hold before you let our move get on. I'm like, what the fuck?
What
I'm
was
trying
up?
To you exclusive.
That is a what the fuck
think
moment.
I want to
you got
me. Exclusive no more.
What's big?
See,
what's
I was
going
trying
on?
To get you the dick. I was trying to give you the diss track before they put it on the nigga and ask on the nigga and anybody can see it. Now, I was trying to give it to you first. But
give it to me, baby. Tell me it. What's the story? What's the breaking news?
It's already on Instagram.
Give me the sex exclusive.
No, you ain't getting the sex exclusive now. The Della diss track is now on Instagram.ning.com. I tried to put it on your show first.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm trying to get Frankie D to get on Ning.com because I told him he's like a minor celebrity over there.
Don't turn it up. We still on Vince show. It's going to be played on the sidebar. Now, he on hold.
I'm already pretty huge on that, that YouTube video. Remember the YouTube when I was the gay Obama guy?
Oh, you should,
yeah.
Dude, you know what you need to do? You need to get an in the building account and like post it on there and show and fucking edumacate some people.
People would flip.
You should, man. You're not in the chat right now, bro. You got to get up and you got to get fucking to the command center and get on the chat next time.
I'm at McDonald's right now. I just got out the gym. I got an hour or so before I get home.
Oh, that's
I get a chocolate shake.
Yeah, that just
so chocolate. I hate chocolate.
You what?
Petey Green, are you there?
Yeah, it's me, 5915. Man, hey, dog, you know what's crazy?
Yeah.
Did that track went Della Musty? Oh, my God, man. I suggest you tune in to the sidebar. That shit is hot.
What is it?
It's called Wang Della Musty. It's a parody that you won't believe what Tia told me from 50. It's about Miss PG and Wayne, the true lies behind stories, no punches held back. The shit out.
Wayne Della Musty, I'm going to have to check. Is it on YouTube?
Oh, shit. No, actually, it's on inthebuilding.ning.com. We're going to pop that shit on YouTube. We're going to film the video for the shit tomorrow.
We're not making a video.
It's unstoppable. The movement is good.
I'm not.
Anybody else think Wayne, okay, Lil Wayne is gay?
Lil Wayne.
I didn't realize there was anybody that thought he was straight.
Yeah, that's my boy.
It ain't about, you know what I'm saying?
It's about Wayne Ghetto.
It ain't about Lil Wayne, man. We don't talk about people that's gay. We believe everybody can have a part of people's life.
But not when you pretend to be something else, though, you know what I mean? If you're gay, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think he's pretending. If you listen to his lyrics, he done told you. He's so sweet that he wanted to be a rapper.
Damn. That's true. I mean, if you heard, if you actually really listen to a lot of his old songs, like go through all of them, he's pretty gay, man.
Yeah, he's a lot of shit that's like
yeah.
out there.
Yeah. Like, what?
And then somebody comes it up. And he's like, no, hell no.
Dude, Frankie D, you got me back on the Twista tip, bro. I forgot about Twista. I never really got into him, man. He's got.
Did you hear that song?
Dope.
I know,
shit,
man.
Dude.
No, it was just the album.
I just played it a minute ago on this on the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, go and listen to the album Adrenaline Rush from 1997. Twista is one of the best albums in rap that's never been talked about. Now, the song that I was really like tripping off of, because I just re-got it, was the Mobster's Anthem. Mobster's Anthem, and they're talking about the New World Order, they're talking about the Illuminati, you know what I mean? This was 10 years ago. This was over 10, this was 12 years ago, like the year after Tupac died. I mean, so they were really on some deep stuff back then. So I was pretty surprised about that. Now look at Twister now, and he's talking about, I mean, you know, just stupid stuff. All his latest albums have been just crap.
Yeah, you know what? I went, after you did that, I went and looked for him on Twitter. And,
mm-hmm.
and, like, his number one follower or person he's following is Barack Obama.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, what's he on now, dude? What the fuck?
I was pretty upset that Chris Rock has just completely and totally just fallen for Obama. I mean, Obama's really charismatic, but Chris Rock is one of the smartest guys out there. And if he can't see that this guy's a crook. I mean, I could see Obama was a crook from a mile away. 6 months before he got elected, I knew he was going to be elected. I knew he was going to just completely betray all the black people. Look what he's done. I mean, he's supporting abortion. He supports. He's going to give money to abortion in Africa. I mean, he hates us so much. It's just like it's an insult. And everything that you think, he is like. I mean, I don't even know how to explain it. He's like, I think he's Antichrist, though, seriously, because everything he says is going to be a lie. So, I mean, if he says, oh, we're going to pull out of Iraq, know that he's going to, like, increase troops in Iraq or something. If he says that he likes chocolate cake, know that he just hates chocolate cake. He's going to probably outlaw the growing of chocolates or something like that. That's just who this guy is, man. And he's just, oh, man. And if you can't understand the way I'm talking, because I just got hit in the jaw because I was at the boxing training and my freaking jaw hurts like hell right now.
Hey, why don't you put some ice on that, and we'll be right back. We're going to go into some Twista here. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. It's Mega Show.
Click with struggling half a lifetime to try to get our shit on. Got no G's to sit on. Even so, niggas act the packs to get on. But let me take you to a place where these niggas learn the better pain and stress. Look at murder in the face, coming up with a wilder deranged, get blessed. 1, 2, 3 into the 4-4. The good, the bad, and the ugly sticking you. Bleeding through the front door. And we gotta do one more. Even though Devo watching me like the lottery, we can still fulfill his West Side Odyssey. My surprise.
Come on, we're gonna be better than we drink, bitches, and loot. Jagging off 20 G's since you got more money to scoop. Lift a hustler by nature. Fiend for paper. Schemes and capers, constantly eyed by neighbors who do the fair favor. It ain't no major dope, whether it's making yeah, you blow, as long as it's paying me for my occupation's criminal. Pulling up on hoes as the weed flow blows, the essence of a Martha's presence is the region she chose. As the region she rolls, only grows a pearl white old mobile. Shit, I'm a rat high till I die, get killed. Smoke like Bill, forever dodging blue shield. With blue steel, I got foolproof escape skills. When paper chasing, leaving trails of shell cases adjacent to the part of your body where the blood's waste on the life taking. Chicago ain't a city, it's a nation. It's silence my foundation within the monster organization.
So I'm shaking it up, it's gonna be cooking it up. If it ain't hustling, then we got some smoke, we gon' be smoking it up.
Watch your pain and monster for life, talking golden night.
Be not rolled through shot, too cold to die, known to get high.
It's an everyday thing for my feet, not mob to hang. Calling cops with things ready to swab or bang. Taking your riches, plus we look at snatching your bitches. The way shot rain,
my family gotta maintain. It's a monster thing.
I'm a fat booty. Bucking, love getting hit sucking and busting, giving niggas punking heads for nothing. While bumping, handling my functions, my pistols pumping, got hoes jumping. A monster's always in the sun.
I can feel the Illuminati looking over my shoulder. Something keeps telling me to get mine before it's over. Smoking on plenty of Buddha and still praying to get blessed with forgiveness for the last time I sinned on the survival quest. From hunky 24/7 to making niggas get undressed. The monster in me got me obsessed with Lucci and success. So I can care less if I gotta be looting or whooping. I'm sick of begging niggas for rides, I'd rather be the one that's scooping. Cause in these last days, it's day that they hustling for me. I want fresh gear every day, badass chain and three blades. Tripping on the two faces, niggas wetting the dick while I rock the stage. Like these bitches just trying to get paid to give a nigga aid. And I can use it for turning tricks, or either for hitting licks and then rap about the shit. And one of the monster's greatest hits. So when we come to your town, if it knock up on your fence and then rape. Yep. Find a skunk as weed you can, roll it up and blaze.
If it's gonna be shaking it up, if it's gonna be cooking it up, if it ain't hustling, then we got some smoke, we gon' be smoking it up.
Watch your pain and monster. For life, called the golden night.
Be not rolled through shot, too cold to die, known to get high.
It's an everyday thing for my feet, not mob to hang. Call it cops with that, and your bitches the way shot rain.
My family gotta maintain. It's a monster thing.
I'ma make it through this new world order if I gotta be rapping or robbing. You can't stop this beat, not for mobbing. And if you try, we swabbing. I'm waiting for you to fall off the square, so you best to keep your head up when these shots out, niggas roll, cause we don't believe in going.
Only sweet dick for 150s and dubs. Trick a finger, itchy with snubs. Hit me with love. Black gloves, red eyes, a chipney, the studs. T-shirt up on my face. Fucked up and ready. I cocked a 380, got a grip that was steady. Adrenaline rushing for Fetty while I was Rose and Cisco. Made me rock the tightest flows, but tiptoe up with the clip slow. Gotta find out what your pockets hit for. Cause I ain't that scummy. Motherfuck that, I'm bunny. Got no time for rocket chopping the car, stopping with a stack of pack money. But you trusting me, then I'm cuffing shit. Not y'all in your luxury. Try touching me, I can stuff this shit. My mob is the bus for me. Fucking me, you make me hate you. Permanently sedate you. When a bullet penetrates you, it's gonna strike me or face you. Unless we chase you as we escape through broke pockets. Bow means necessary, the rest is secondary. Going from mine to my flesh is buried. The test is scary for me to survive and hope we still will be thick. With a trilogy click, but now 7 miles of ability shit. If it's gonna be shaking it up, if it's gonna be cooking it up, if it ain't hustling, then we got some stuff, we gon' be smoking it up.
Watch a pain and monster for life, carved in golden night.
Be not rolled through shot, too cold to
my niggas that's locked up in jail. My mind dwells on crime cells and wiping off nine shells. Only time will tell if we gotta use it. Ain't looking for stacks, but if we gotta do it, then we gotta do it. Nigga, ha ha. Mom.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Man, fuck all that commotion. What y'all got me here for?
You know you were on Adams and Keeler on January 17th when you committed that murder.
Man, I ain't do shit. I wasn't nowhere. Man, what the
fuck
you talking to me for, man?
Fucking black son of a bitch.
Man, let me out.
Don't you know I run your fucking head into this fucking wall right fucking now?
Man, I told you I ain't seen shit.
Come on,
come on,
Dave.
Man, I told you I ain't seen shit. I don't know shit.
Come on, Dave. Come on. Let me just talk to him.
Man, what the fuck? Man, I ain't seen shit. I don't know shit, man. Let me out this motherfucker.
Shut down, buddy. Just fucking tell me what we want to fucking know. Come on, buddy.
That ain't my name.
All right, we're back. Mega show. We got 12 minutes left. I finished my six pack. I now have a 12 pack, and you know how they call your gut a six pack or whatever. I got a 12 pack right now. Abu, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Abu's here. Frankie D, are you in the building?
Frank is in the building.
And 414, Miss PG, are you in the building? Or PD Green, who is that? On the 414, is that 59150?
Hey, Frankie.
Yeah, what's up?
You ever read the book Conversations with God?
Have I ever did what?
Read the book Conversations with God by Neil Walsh.
Conversations with God? No, I think I've heard of it though.
You gotta get this because it's not a religious book. It's more of kind of like what Vince kind of believes, like in spirituality and stuff. It talks about
mm-hmm.
government. It talks about space. It talks about sex. Also,
so it's like a scientific. It's like a agnostic scientism or something like that.
He actually believes he had a conversation with God, and God's telling him like your society and when he observes society and stuff like that. It's actually quite interesting. And
but just to jump around from different subjects, I just wanted to back up with you what you were saying about pot legalization and everything. There was actually a law in the 1700s in like Massachusetts where you had to grow hemp, otherwise you'd be thrown in jail and fined. Because if you didn't grow it, I mean, you were going to be forcing somebody else to take care of you. It was going to be like welfare, and that was just unacceptable in those times because this was a militia. Everybody had to have guns. Everybody had to be able to take care of themselves and defend against enemies, both foreign and domestic, from the British and Indians and within their own colonies. So
all right.
It's all about self-sufficiency. But go ahead.
No, I just want to just give you a couple excerpts of what he claims God was speaking to about. He says, people in power must never let the public know how they came to power, nor all that they have done and are willing to stay in power. Truth and politics do not and cannot mix because politics is the art of saying only what needs to be said and saying it just the right way in order to achieve a desired end. Originally, governments had very limited functions. Their purpose was simply to preserve and protect. Then someone added provide. When governments began to be people's provider as well as people's protector, governments started creating society rather than preserving it.
Hey, dudes, check this out. I got to pee really bad, so
yeah.
Why don't you guys chop it up for a couple minutes? I'm going to drop off the line for a second. It's my own show. So, Abu, you're taking over the host.
Yo, Ben.
What's that?
At nine, isn't your show going to be over in about 10 minutes, though?
Yeah, my show's over in 10 minutes. So, Frankie D, check this out. Drop some knowledge right now for like 3 minutes. I'm going to mute everybody else. And whatever you gotta inform us about, like
I got you. Go take a piss.
Yeah,
stay out of here.
Take a leak. I'll be back in a couple minutes.
All right, Franklin is in the building. What's going on? All right, now the point I was bringing up with the weed thing. I mean, your conversations with that was very interesting. But the fact is, it all comes down to the unification theory, the New World Order theory, the theory that they actually want to destroy humanity. It's about us. Every single human matters, and they hate us. Now, people keep coming down to the economic base. It's about money. It's about, you know, if they legalize weed, they're not going to be keep making their massive profits anymore. No. The thing is, they say the same thing about technology. Hey, if they let us have all this free technology, they wouldn't be making all their profits anymore. That goes against logic because they all know when you create a new technology, you create an entire new economic base. So every time that they leave, if everything is free, everybody makes even more money. They will make even more money. But that's what you have to understand. They hate everybody. They hate progress. They hate freedom. And their job is basically to completely dominate us. And, I mean, that's the theme for 6,000 years of human history. What has it been? Complete degradation, poverty, and rape of the human psyche, basically. I mean, look at back in England. The reason England was so controlled back in the 1600s, the reason why people were going on ships and, you know, going in the bottom of ships and just doing anything that they could to get the hell out of there was because they had so many laws against people. You couldn't even, you know, they said it was a tax against breathing, just like the carbon tax of today. This thing has been played out all throughout human history, even back in India. I mean, like, what was that, 4,000 years ago and the rise of India, their ruling class, it was all about racism. It was all about control. It was all about getting people to believe certain things that just weren't true so that they could have complete cadres of control from the top down. Every single society is the same way. That's why Naomi Wolf came out with the book, The 10 Steps Towards Fascism or something like that. Yeah, because it is a textbook thing. Go ahead. What were you thinking?
No, I'm agreeing with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, the thing is, the thing that really popped into my mind, it was just so, like, you know, frightening, is that it's so uniform. Like I was saying, back in England, they had laws against everything. It meant, like, serfs on the land, you couldn't – they had so many – taxes against you couldn't ever escape. It was like, man, I'm just getting frustrated, man. What's on your mind? What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about religious?
Here's the excerpt I want to read that goes hand in hand with you saying about personal, you know, rights and stuff like that. It says, he was talking about laws like, you know, child labor laws and, like, and, you know, slavery laws and stuff like that. He goes, such laws reflect well upon your society, yet in providing for people's needs, you must be careful not to rob them of their greatest dignity, the exercise of personal power, individual creativity, and the single-minded ingenuity which allows people to know if they can provide for themselves. It is a delicate balance which must be struck. You people seem to only know how to run from one extreme to the other. Either you want government to do it all for the people, or you want to kill all government programs and erase all government laws tomorrow.
And who was saying this? Because he sounds like he was just repeating in a class, in a new term, what Thomas Jefferson and all those founding fathers used to say. Who was this guy?
That's Neil Walsh.
Neil Walsh. And when was this book made, written?
In 1992.
Yeah, because if you look at the founding fathers, go ahead. Who's going to say something?
No, he has three books out.
Wait. Hang on one second. Abu, who's the author again?
Neil Walsh.
Neil Walsh.
Yeah,
N-E-I-L.
N-E-A-L-E, Donald Walsh. W-A-L-S-C-H.
Wait, W
A L S H
S C H
S C H.
So it's called Conversation with God and an Uncommon Dialogue. And there's like book 1, 2, and 3. One deals like individual. Number two talks about society.
Because that sounds like some libertarian shit, dude.
No, but he believes in God and stuff like that. But he believes
yeah,
in God.
Yeah, no, a lot of libertarians believe in God.
Yeah. But he don't believe in religion, organized religion. He says that
a lot of libertarians don't believe in God too.
Humans are dynamic. But for a reality check, go and read what the founding fathers said. Go read what Thomas Jefferson used to write about. Go read what George Washington used to talk about, and how we had to fight for our liberties, and nothing is free. I mean, they had to give their blood. Like Thomas Jefferson said, the tree of liberty has to be refreshed for the blood of patriots. I mean, they were talking about, they knew that these people were going to be coming back for them because they had to fight to get their freedom once they realized that they were, you know, being sought after from the bankers to the queen of it, to the king, you know what I mean? we have to always fight. We always have to be vigilant against the bankers, and they've always been there. But who was the only person that Jesus has said to have assaulted physically? The bankers, the money changers in the synagogue who had hoarded out and had people buying, you know what I mean, buying their gold and just manipulating things in the church. it always comes down to the bankers. And who are the bankers? They're occultic. They believe in all these strange religions. Even if you don't believe in religion, even if you're atheist like myself, you have to realize that they definitely believe in religion. But go ahead. What's up? Who else wants to talk?
I'll talk.
I can go for days.
I'll talk. We got 2 minutes to go here. I want to thank Ace Killer and Sexy Mojo for holding it down in the chat room. I don't even know why Sexy Mojo is in my chat room, to be honest. She left like a half an hour ago to host her own show.
Because your show's better.
Yeah. So check this out, Frankie D. Check this. All right. We're gonna hang on here. If you want to continue on into the rabbit hole of the BTR experience, then all you have to do is stay where you are. Don't do a thing. Just stay on the line. And you, me, and Abu are gonna go down to the siphon that is BTR. That we'll do our VIP. Everybody talks about VIP, or it's like overtime in BTR. Like, we have 1 minute left in the show, right? But the show.
I gotta go though.
Oh, you gotta go?
Yeah, I'm about to go catch a train and go back home to North Hollywood.
All right. Well, hey, man, dude, it was fucking great that you called in. That was classic.
I'm gonna try to call in tomorrow too.
Yeah, call in tomorrow or call in whenever, dude. Whenever you can. Yeah, I'm always gonna be on 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And whenever you want to pop in and just fucking talk some shit, we'll do it.
I'll try to call in earlier tomorrow.
All right,
but I might get my ass kicked. All right, so I'll talk to you later, buddy.
All right, man. Late.
Peace out. Peace.
Big ups to Frankie D for stopping through. It was Frankie D in the building, a.k.a. my teabagging racist partner. So, Abu, what's up, bro?
So he said he was what is he, agnostic or what, atheist?
I have no idea. He's just Frankie D.
I want to talk more when he calls in on like stuff like that, like society fears and.
Yeah, no, I love, dude. Feel free to call in and share like tidbits from that author. I love pretty much everything you've read. I've been totally enamored with. So I have no problem with you cutting in and reading that shit for like a couple minutes while I go take a leak.
I'm telling you, it's an eye opener. I'm telling people should go out there and read it. I mean, I read like
all right. So I want to tell all our listeners, Ace Killer, we'll catch you in Sidebar. We're gonna do some VIP here. We'll head over to Sidebar in a minute. Peace. All right, so we're in VIP. Sexy Mojo, are you there?
I am.
Super. Okay, do you guys want to go over to Sidebar now? Or do you want to, like, keep talking shit here for a second?
We could talk some trash.
You know what? I don't care.
Because Miss Peasy's playing some music before she comes on. So
Yeah. So let's just chop it up here for another 5 minutes or so, and then we'll go over there. I can conference you guys over there with me. We'll just do our VIP in her show.
All right. Hey, Sexy Mojo, did you hear what I read about tantric sex?
Vaguely, I was trying to figure out how to do this thing for freaking bitch.
Who's that?
Your woman, crazy South African gal.
Wow!
She left me hanging. I don't know what to do. I am, oh my gosh. Yeah, this sucks.
What makes me feel stupid. Where do you get the accent from? Like, where do you get the accent from?
What accent?
You have an accent.
I do not, Abu.
Hey, you do. Sexy.
No, I don't.
Vince, back me up, Vince. You don't hear an accent,
Vince?
There's
no accent here.
Is Vince in the room?
Vince leave us? Did he bail?
No,
Seriously?
You can't. I don't know. Yes, you kind of sound like an English Australian type accent.
I'm Canadian, honey.
Oh, okay, Canadian.
What?
Do you speak French?
No, I'm not a French Canadian. But I've been drinking because I was supposed to do this show with South African gal, you know, your girl that you seem to love so much, and she bailed on me, and I am like a techno-tard. I don't know what the hell to call it. And so I thought, okay, well, I'll just have a couple drinks and be able to figure it out. Nope. Couldn't figure it out, but got drunk, so it's all good.
There you got it. There the Canadian came out. See, as you said, out. You know, now I realize
yeah,
it's a Canadian.
I cannot say that they're used. Like, shout or host.
Yeah, what is it, the about? What the...
Yeah, I cannot... Well, I mean, I can say it, but I can't say it like an American. Like, I can't say about.
Wow. That sounds so cute.
It's kind of like you guys saying about.
That sounds so good. I like that. About? This show's about...
That what?
I like that. About. This show's about... The blount.
So, okay, blount. So your girl, listen to this, though. Check this out. Your girl
okay.
totally bailed on me.
Man.
And I don't know... And, okay, I cannot sit there and talk to myself. I don't know what to do. So I was like, I went in her account... And I was playing, like, all these songs over and over again.
I thought you said you were doing it with some guy Greg or something.
Some guy Greg? You have me confused with someone else, honey.
No, I know. You said you're on the show. You're going over to the show. You're going, and then Vincent, well, we'll help you out. And you said, no, I'm doing it with a guy. Some other guy.
I said Grey Goose.
Oh, you said Grey Goose. Oh, my God. Oh, sweetie, if I knew that you were by yourself, I just would have called in. But I thought this
will
guy Greg Goose.
So...
I thought this Greg Goose was the guy helping you produce the show.
No, I have no idea what I'm doing.
So you're not on it right now, is that?
What? No, I'm not.
You...
I don't. Wait. Okay, hold on. Let me see. I think I'm still signed in under like my account. I don't think I'm signed under hers. I'm so mad at her, though. I can't believe she bailed on me.
No,
yeah.
She was in the chair room. She was in the chair room, too, like about 10
no,
minutes ago.
No, that was me. That was me, honey, under her account.
Oh, okay.
Because I was trying to get Vince to help me out, but
okay.
He disappeared. Is he there? Hello, Vince?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I had a smoke and got some popcorn.
Why did we leave her
okay.
hanging like that by herself?
Who?
Sexy Mojo.
Me.
What are you talking about? She was with you.
No, on her show.
Oh, well, I was doing my show.
He had his. No, I totally understand that. I have, like, no ill feelings towards Vince because I love Vince. But my bitch of a friend, I'm not happy with.
No, what I was going to do, this is what I was going to do. I was going to, during this VIP thing,
yeah.
It was going to be me and Abu calling into your show.
Okay. So
but that's pretty much what this would be anyways. So it's kind of like we're doing your show anyways.
When she said Grey Goose, I thought she said Greg somebody. And I thought that was a person helping her out producing the show. I didn't realize it was an alcohol beverage that she was undertaking.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
wow.
See, and I'm such like a cheap drunk anyway. So should I just, like, blow the show off because she totally bailed on me?
Dude, it's her show. It's her show. It's not your responsibility. If you could pull it off, great. If not, it's not a biggie.
I don't think I can sit there.
People skip their shows all the time.
Okay, then I don't feel so bad.
Yeah, I skip my show all the time.
See, here's my problem. Like, I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, what do you know? Is this, like, Jay Wilton, the mixtape or some shit? I'm sick of the J-Well mixtape.
I feel bad, Sexy Mojo. If I knew that, I would have hung up and gone to your show and helped you out.
Aw, but you're so sweet.
No, I'm serious. I thought Grey Goose was a guy that was helping you out. I'm like, okay, they
How
probably got
to go
again.
How do you think Grey Goose was a guy? Because
I thought Greg. Greg something. I thought I said Greg.
All right, I'm going to I'm going to put you guys on the hold. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay.
He's probably tired of listening to us.
Well, now you might be my new gal now, since she did that to you. That's not it.
No, no, no. Okay, no, don't hate her. Seriously. Because she was all... No, I still love her, but I'm the one who can call her a bitch. See, she's the only one who can, like, call me a whore, and, like, I wouldn't kick her ass.
Yeah. So you are a whore.
I am not a whore. Nice Vince. Time to chime in there, buddy.
That's not nice, Vince.
I had I was suspicious.
A whore has no mojo.
That hurts. You know what? Seriously, like, anyone who calls me, those are, okay, what was I listening to? Oh, I was listening to Tasha's show earlier, and some guy came on, and he said, all women are insulted by being called a cunt. Well, being called a cunt doesn't insult me. It doesn't bother me whatsoever, because, hello, what do men love? Why would that bother a woman? I don't know. But anyway, that's my opinion. So, the whole whore or slut thing, unless you're, like, fucking me, no, you cannot call me a whore or slut or anything like that, because I just think that's wrong. That's disrespectful to me. But she's, like, the only one that it doesn't bother me, because I know, you know, it's done out of love, as stupid as that sounds.
Yeah. That's what I mean. When I call you a whore, I mean, that's just
you
my way of loving you.
You cannot call me a whore. No,
that's my way of showing you love and affection.
You, Vince, you cannot call me a whore. That is not love and affection coming from a guy.
Oh.
See, unless you're fucking me, which you're not. So you cannot call me a
whore. Oh, you know what? You're in luck. You're in luck. I'm a hermaphrodite.
Wow.
Hermaphrodite. So when you say...
No, I mean...
So don't tell me to go fuck myself, because I take it personal.
I did not say go fuck yourself. I said that you're not fucking me, so you're not allowed to call me, like, dirty names. Hello?
Yeah, Vince.
Hang on, I'm going to check and see if she's still playing music. Hold on.
Vince made me feel sad now. He made me feel sad about you now.
I made you feel sad?
No, Vince made me feel sad. See, that was not right of him.
Hey. Yeah, no, seriously, I think then, I mean, I don't know, the word cunt does not bother me, but the whole, like, whore or slut, I don't know, I have issues with that. And I'm not a whore, that's, like, really harsh.
No, you're not. No way. No, that person is right.
All right, Abu,
what?
And Abu and Sexy Mojo.
Oh,
here.
My God. Hey, everybody. I'm sorry I had to hear that.
Watch the fuck up.
I wrote a new jingle for your show, Miss Sidebar, Miss PG.
You wrote me a jingle for my show, you say?
Yes, yes. Following the mega show.
All right, all right.
Tune with Sidebar Miss PG at 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Damn right. Like that Tune with Sidebar and Miss PG.
Hey, Miss PG.
Yes.
You know what's cool about doing this during my VIP?
What? Uh-huh.
Do you really want
to
know?
I'm listening to what's here.
I can play tracks.
What is it? You can play tracks? And you think that's a good thing from your show?
No, I think it's a bad thing for your show, maybe.
That's what I'm saying.
Vince is being nasty
he's
today. He just,
I'm just saying. I have an arsenal here.
He just called one of our blue harem a whore.
What?
Yeah, Miss PG, Vince called me a whore.
I'm thinking
we need to kick his ass.
That was
Sexy
Mojo. Hey, wait a second. That was in the VIP. Give me a break. That was in the VIP.
That you're talking about one of our blue harem.
Public.
My fucking God. Oh my God! Damn,
is trying to sabotage my show. You know what, Vince? After this, the torture they gave me, I don't think there's anything left.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I shot my load, though, Miss PG. You know why?
Radio terrorism at its best.
No, you know, can you hear me? Okay, I just shot my load because if you know anything about the switchboard, once you get into VIP and you play a track, after you turn off that track, you can't play any more tracks.
Oh,
so that's it. You get one. You get to shoot your load one time.
Premature. Premature. He's got premature.
That's totally
the radio.
Right. Yeah, I totally premature ejaculated right there. I'm sorry, that sexy
Wait,
mojo.
I
that's
dated
just,
you.
Yeah, sexy mojo. This is a terrible first date. I'm sorry. This is embarrassing. I'm not usually like this.
Thank you. I usually don't
shoot my load that quick. Like I was telling Abu on my program earlier, I usually like to get one out of the chamber before I go out with a girl.
So I guess can't do tantric radio sex. I guess that doesn't work. I guess.
Oh, man.
I don't even know what to say now. Oh, my God. I'm confused. I don't know what to say. I don't believe they played it. I don't believe they played it. They played it twice. I'm just baffled and befuddled. And it's not what happens on the side, bro. Y'all better not. No. No, it ain't.
What's that noise?
Huh?
What is that noise?
They're rustling. They're rustling in the studio right now.
No, that ain't not. That was Vince.
Vince, what
they
are
don't got
doing?
Abu to be
Vince,
the calming
Vince
force.
Vince's going to get all of y'all muted. Vince's going to get all of y'all put on the timeout.
Oh, put us on timeline. I got sexy mojo talking.
You're going to be on timeout, too.
Put me on timeout. We got sexy mojo talking.
Well, so, Apu, did you like that track we played for you, though?
What track? I didn't hear it. Vince said something going on here. I'm in the VIP right now.
See? I've been seeing very stressed.
What is
Hill.
That's
right
Vince.
There. It's
Vince.
Vince
got them all on the line and brought them over
what
here.
What are you doing?
We need one.
What? What's the topic?
All that goddamn rustling and noise you making is a motherfucking topic.
Oh, I was eating some popcorn.
Popcorn kind of like that? What the fuck? Yeah, Vince, elaborate about you eating doing this acid shit you was doing.
I'm going to pass on.
I wasn't doing acid on my show. What are you talking about?
Oh,
no,
man.
You didn't do it on your show. You're talking about doing acid.
Oh, yeah. I've done acid a few times.
Wow.
What is wrong with
you? Like I said, I've done marijuana now since I inhaled
it.
Oh, yesterday.
Yeah. They said you are white, so.
But mushrooms is better. It's natural.
I've done mushrooms,
yeah.
Too.
That's a damn shame. You said every white stereotypical thing there is to say.
So, sexy mojo, what's great
you
goose,
know,
actually?
You know how to make mess?
What's
you
that?
Don't know how to make
mess.
What's great goose? Is it like
yeah.
a vodka?
Drinking
vodka,
my dear.
Oh, it's vodka?
It's the good vodka.
So what did you drink it with?
You know
straight?
What? All I had was OJ, so I have like a screwdriver.
Wow.
That's
oh,
how she likes it.
I had EJ Brandy straight yesterday. Then I mixed it with
that
a wine cooler.
Driver screw, I think. What? I'm sorry.
I had brandy straight yesterday, like three shots, and then I had mixed it with wine cooler.
I'm not a big brandy person.
I'm not either. I just wanted to get screwed up yesterday. I didn't care what was in front of me. I kind of drank frickin' rum, vodka.
See, I'm picky when
it comes
to my booze and
men. Why are you mixing rum and vodka? Okay,
I'm
putting all y'all on the timeout. My head is starting to hurt.
Okay.
Bro, timeout these people.
We're on timeout.
We're
Hello?
On Hello?
We're on time. Yeah, we're on timeout from the sidebar, so they can't hear us talking.
They shut us
now
out.
Now they're on timeout. All right.
Okay, who's making meth? I don't know who's making meth. I was asking Vince if he know how to make meth.
Miss
PG?
Miss
PG?
Miss PG? Yes.
Fuck crap. I don't know. Yeah, but this is some motherfucking sidebar. I don't know. We got to a crazy start. I don't know if we're going to ever get back to the time we got lost on that damn track. But it is what it is.
Yo, it sounds like sexy mojo.
What?
Oh my god. It was kinda, okay, so y'all played it for people.
it's kind of like being buried alive.
We're going to do the next track.
And you're still alive and you're trying to say, tell somebody.
I know, I'll make a tap out. Whenever my producer has the patience and time to deal with me on another track.
I'm here! I'm still alive! Help! They're buried me! They're dropping dirt!
So, I don't know. I do have to make Pure Gold Flower complete.
Okay, I'm sending it. I'm sorry.
I was told that that was my name and shit, so. I got to do it justice.
Well, you can leave the VIP if you want. We can go to the sidebar.
Uh-oh.
Then she won't mute you there. Sorry. Sexy Mojo.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all good.
Oh.
Because right now we're like a three-headed monster right now.
So they can't hear us? Is that how
it's kind of like stuck on you?
It's okay, Mojo.
It's kind of like stuck on you? If I go one way, you got to come with me? So if we're in time out, we're all getting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it do.
Hello? Oh, my God. Hello, Ace.
What did it do?
Nothing.
Yeah, I just have something real quick to say. And it
you remember this conversation yesterday? I was like, no, I don't want to hear Ace. I want to hear Sexy Mojo.
I need to tell y'all.
What are you doing?
So,
I'm totally blaming this on you.
You're blaming this on me?
Yeah, I said you're like a bad influence. So they can't hear us right now?
No, they can't.
Mm-hmm.
We're on timeout.
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
So I told you,
like,
DM.
Every piece of money that I get doing well.
This is hilarious.
From here on out.
You can, like, hang up and call the sidebar show if you want.
New Orleans, and we're going to help them rebuild houses.
I said Abu's a bad influence on me.
You got me thinking.
Are you chatting in the sidebar?
No, I didn't grow up in a fancy
house. Yeah, I chatted with her. I said, I'm sorry, Miss PG. And then I put, I can blame it on Grey Goose. And she's like, it's okay, Mojo. And I put, Abu's a bad influence on me. And then just put LOL.
And why'd you say that?
My website to
she just put LOL.
Help anyone out with banners or websites or whatever y'all need. Every ounce of that money.
I'm sorry, sweetie.
Save up for a trip.
You got me in, like, muted. I've never been muted, Abu. Of course, I've never called drunk before, so it's all good.
Amount of money shouldn't take very much, but so if y'all can help me.
So you are drunk right now?
Addict to my site.
Oh, see, I'm like such a cheap. Well, I can't say I'm really cheap because Grey Goose isn't cheap, but it doesn't take a lot to get me drunk.
Wow.
So
okay. I will get that message out there, and I will circulate that information.
I like being, like, you know.
That's my sister John. All
right.
So, just anyone.
Oh, you sound
about needing some art done.
Very,
if I drank what you drank, I would have been, like, passed out, I don't know, like a long time ago before you.
You probably have to be detoxed.
I would. I need, like, an IV.
Yeah, you probably have.
Okay. That's real nice of you, Ace. Right? That's very thoughtful, Andy. And I wish you the best of
luck.
You
are sounding
so
good tonight, though, I
gotta
tell you.
I'm sure I'm gonna hook him up.
What?
You're sounding so good tonight, though, I gotta tell you.
Don't I sound good every night?
Yeah,
okay.
You do. You're actually bubbly tonight.
Well, thanks for calling.
Well, I'm talking. Like, normally people.
Will you
can take away
a song that's not my actual track that I personally made.
Okay.
A song. Oh, who
so,
is
here's the thing. I don't want to be the whole center of attention thing.
Right.
And Miss PG said because I, like, don't have any info about me that I am. But I don't think I am because I just sit there quietly. Like, when Miss Tasha comes on the line, like, all the men flock to her.
Go ahead.
Cause
oh, no.
How are things cracking over
baby.
Here in the sidebar?
I'm talking to you.
No, but I mean,
fine. How are things where you are?
That
oh, things are great. I'm out here on the patio, looking over the veranda and the stable.
The no, I can't. You left us in the VIP. You wouldn't call the sidebar.
And
okay.
I'm,
so we need
I'm
to
just thinking
sidebar?
About which one I want to go down and seduce.
If you want to be muted,
my,
yeah.
My private chamber of love. And right now, one of my favorite my favorite
I
candidates not, who's not in the stable, but I'd like to get into the stable, is you might be familiar with her work. Her name's Sexy Mojo. So I'm envisioning a Sexy Mojo in my stable. I'd actually almost be willing, if I could see a picture of Sexy Mojo, to
I've been working on getting a picture of Sexy Mojo, but she's not on it. But you know
yeah,
what I am going to do?
What's up with that? She's. I think she, you know. I'm a little suspicious, actually. I think she might be. She might be MI5. She might be Canadian intelligence. I'm not sure.
So Sexy Mojo.
Canadian intelligence.
He can't hear you.
Okay, so
hey.
This movie's going to be on play. That track to help you get Mojo in the mood, and maybe then
cool.
She will take the picture.
Hey, Sexy right. Mojo.
I'm going to need Will to go back and play the song so we can try to get Mojo in the movie.
I sent him a message.
Hey, Sexy Mojo.
They have to let me,
yes.
You in if they let me in, huh?
All right. Hey, Sexy Mojo, I got a question for you.
Okay, I have an answer.
Okay. Abu's harem or Vince's stable? Abu's harem or Vince's stable? Which one are you picking?
You know what? You guys always do this. Why do you guys take people's
the way these shit it's like all the time. And it's like everywhere.
They're
it's
always
like into the club. Honey, stop and
yeah,
stay.
They made
wait
me pick the other night between
it's not my
Texas
ego, you're
and Ace and somebody else.
Like,
no,
I love girls throughout my whole career. From suburb chicks to the cuties on the bus stop. Church girls all the way up to the movie stars. I'm not tripping when it come down to the woman. Reese's down with all signs.
So you're going to call it time for what?
I have a Zodiac sign that I want to make love to. The Zodiac sign that I want to get next to. See, I ain't tripping when it come down to these girls. We are the world. We are the world.
Still there? I can't believe Vince is crazy.
Let's get a hotel room.
What?
Vince is so crazy right now.
And having that to party.
Because he's the only one that can control the loudness of the music that's being played.
Fellas, I don't know
he's
about
the one that can control the music.
Ladies, let me
can't control.
Oh, really?
About the Capricorn.
Yeah.
See, when it comes to sex, it's guaranteed some babies will be born. See, I've got three of them from listening to the 12 play. Aquarius, I tell you, they can go from night to day. Chaos, I ain't tripping. Rich loves them all kinds.
Hey.
They all mine.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Thomas, BG, take us off and time out.
I said that you said it though because she likes you.
Going on in my chat room.
You know what's fucked up though, real talk? 100 Abu.
is that y'all was put on timeout because of Vince, right? Vince called up from another line and got on the timeout and talked. But you sat the whole timeout.
Well, hey, I'm in timeout with Sexy
Mojo. What part
Mojo.
Of the gang is that?
I'm in timeout with Sexy Mojo.
I'm talking to both of them. Y'all can't just transition this shit. We talking about VIP. Once the host of VIP leave. I'm stepping on toes. With y'all.
Man, who's probably chatting it up?
My bad. I know Abu is hot as hell. I heard how he been chiming up to the matters lately.
I heard people was calling Abu daddy today, and I ain't talking about my nieces.
Abu wasn't there for that. He missed it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he wasn't there when they was calling when she was calling him daddy. First thing about it is, I think he popped up right after that shit faded off the chat box.
That's crazy.
But is Sexy Mojo with us or what? Are you there, Mojo?
Man, we leave him on there. He ain't got a virus yet. Plus, no bullshit. He's still signed. Because he still gotten any revenue sharing plan. He needs to promote the shit out there. We'll see if he can go buy him.
What?
Bitch, I don't give a fuck if you only got $2. You better give me that shit. I put you out here on this motherfucking street.
Hello?
If life is depressing you, if you got a lot of bullshit going on in your world that is hard to handle, tune in to blogtalkradio.com and make sure you listen to Wayne Ghetto and the Smoke Session.
Wow. Fuck all y'all better check out that Smoke Session.
You won't believe what Ayana told me. You forever musty and fucking dusty. Wayne Dilla Musty. I'm back, nigga. I see you on some bullshit. Same lame ass Wayne with the little dick. How you gonna do the Smoke Session with no weed? Coming in with a smell that gives you no sleep. Who got your back now, Dilla, huh? Kenosha Pack.
I choose not to no longer fuck with you, and that's a fact.
Your smell is never intact. It makes a bitch go way.
Way back.
Back in the day, school, you were the fucking high baby K, and the drama gets ugly. Wayne Dilla sexy more like Dilla disease, nigga. That's what you get when you fucking with me. Cause you're not who you think you are. The smell in the face won't get you far. Don't know when you're gonna be asleep. Why the fuck you start to see? Have a bag of a beat. You won't believe what Ayana told me. You forever musty and fucking dusty.
Wayne Dilla
Musty. Wayne Dilla Musty.
Wash the fuck up.
Now look, I didn't want to have to do this shit, but you made me, motherfucker. How the fuck you gonna get on the goddamn chat room and try to do me, nigga? Don't ever do me, I can't be done. Man, how the fuck you gonna call me motherfucking broke? How you gonna say I can't pay my motherfucking rent? Nigga, do you got rent? Do you have a rent receipt? Do you got keys to a house, nigga? Can you stop sleeping in motherfucking parking lots, nigga? Nigga, do you need a place to sleep? I got you. Deuces, I'm out.
Muted. That was that new Miss PG off of that Pure Gold Flower mixtape, Blue Sky Records. We is not playing, man. She went hard at that nigga than Wayne Dilla Musty.
Oh, Sexy Mojo.
So, Sexy Mojo, what did you think about the song, being that you know who Wayne Dilla is?
Hello? Yes, Mojo, you're on.
How come I can't hear Mojo?
What? Who?
That's
sexy.
Mojo.
You crazy South African?
What's going on?
Oh, see? Okay. Chilling. My bad. We thought she was Mojo. We had the numbers. So what did you think about Miss PG's rapping debut?
Seriously, I'm too fucking baked to even know what you're talking about. Because I just called him. Where's Mojo?
She fucked up, man. I need to...
Mojo! Are you there?
I didn't understand that. I don't speak South African.
Where is
South African drunkenness?
Okay, where is Mojo?
She's
I
here.
I have no idea where Mojo is.
Cool.
I think
we'll
go to this part of
you there, cool. Captain Benson, VIP.
Ask me. Everybody's going on time now. Who is this?
Miss PG?
Yes.
Hello. Hey, it's Sexy Mojo.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Mojo.
Thank God.
Me around.
Freaking, okay, crazy South African girl, freaking, she wanted to do a show tonight, and she bailed on me and left me by myself.
Oh, oh okay.
So, bitch.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
She goes and gets freaking wasted and bails on me. What the fuck?
So y'all had a show and she didn't show up?
Yeah.
Hey. Ain't nobody knocking on my door. So y'all had a show. She didn't show up. Was she on my show?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Thank you.
She looking for you. You heard her? She said Mojo. She was screaming Mojo for like the last 2 minutes. I'm from She Too Baked to even know what we're talking about. So she don't find out. Yeah,
she's
on time. Yeah. So Sexy Mojo, being that you have listened to the Smoke Session on a couple occasions, how did you feel about Miss PG's bitch record for Wayne Gill?
I love Miss PG. Anything she does is awesome.
Thank you, Mojo.
Anytime, baby.
Yeah. Well, you met me here, bro. She said she loved me. Anything I do is sweet.
Well, just to let you know, the girl Ayanna, who the chorus was about, Miss PG, will have an expose sitting down with her on a fun porch and let y'all really know the truth tales behind.
These are tales. Oh my goodness. So Mojo, how was your day today? I missed you. I haven't seen or talked to you all day. What the fuck?
My day was good, actually. It was pretty fabulous. Most of my days are fabulous. And right now I'm kind of like drunk because I drank some Grey Goose because I had to do the show for South African Gal. And she bailed, and so I thought, all right, so I'll have a couple of drinks to calm me down. And, yeah, now I'm such a lightweight that, yeah, I'm fucked up.
Right. Okay, I see.
So I'm not, like, trying to ruin your show or anything, so if I get out of hand, you can just mute me or put me in timeout.
Oh, no problem. We're going to let you deal with this issue with Crazy South Africa. We can let her back on, that's all. And you can tell her how you feel. It's this day, I guess. Go ahead, do what you need to do. The floor is yours, Mojo.
Okay, bitch, you bailed on me. What the fuck?
Wow. Which one? Who hung up?
She hung up.
What?
Don't she hurt, bitch. She hung up.
She hung up.
Maybe she did.
Oh.
So did you do a show, Sexy Mojo?
Yes, she did the show by herself. The girl
called. Next time that happens, call Abu.
Where is Abu? Is Abu still in timeout? Because he was so sweet to me.
Hold on.
I'm fighting for a boo. Anyone who gives that boo shit, I'll kick their ass.
Hello?
Who asked
this? I think she's an Abu.
Hello?
There
you go, Mojo. Handle your business.
Hello?
What?
There you go. Handle your business.
Crazy?
Mojo, are you there?
Yeah, you freaking left me hanging. What the fuck?
Dude, do you know how hard it is to figure out a fucking iPhone when you're stoned, okay? Just give me a second to figure the fuck out.
No, you know what? Okay, listen. This was like you totally wanted to do this, and I was trying to figure it out for you because I was trying to be a good friend, and you just totally bailed on me, bitch.
Oh, my God. Get over your fucking hang-ups, okay?
I don't have hang-ups.
Come on. Is this a bitching program, or is this to have fun?
Okay, but you bailed on me. Like,
the guy got to be the
bail on your girl.
Big freaking deal.
Okay, so if I bailed on you, you'd be like, no big deal. Bullshit, because you know what? You would be like, it's a big deal. I know
you. You always get so grumpy when you've been drinking. Come on, man.
I'm not grumpy, bitch.
I know it'll fix that. Do you know it'll fix that?
Enlighten me.
Mojo. Mojo.
Yeah.
I know
crazy
it'll
bitch.
Fix that. I know. Exactly. Where is Abu tonight?
I don't know, Miss PG. Is he still on timeout?
Is Abu on
timeout? Even Abu.
I don't know.
I'm what they demand from Abu. So is this fight
even
over
Abu?
Abu
is like,
I don't fight
over
Abu. You think you're wrong.
Abu, are they fighting over you?
Am I on?
I'm asking you a question, ain't I?
I don't know if they're fighting over me. That's just, all I'm saying is it's crazy.
Abu, handle it. I'm on timeout. Handle it, Abu.
So what's up, ladies?
Wait,
what's going on?
Put me in timeout.
Crazy. How can you let this happen, crazy?
What happened?
That you left Sexy Mojo hanging.
You failed on me to get wasted?
I am not wasted. I'm just really stoned, okay? I have an early.
And the thing was, she said she was doing a show with Grey Goose, and I thought that was a person that's helping her out. And I thought she said Grey Goose or something, so I didn't know it was alcohol helping her out. I would help her out on her show.
My bad.
So you can do your show tomorrow?
Definitely. Mojo knew I had a lot to do today. You know that, Mojo.
Okay, but you could have still called in.
I know. Listen, I'm calling in now, man. Jeez. Wow.
You're calling in somebody on the show, bitch.
Yeah. Are you kidding? Oh, my God. Listen, something funny happened. I was taking a shower. I was so
you were in the
high.
Shower?
I took a shower because I was full of paint. But I forgot to wash my fucking hair, man. Now I got this big blob of white paint in my hair.
What the fuck is going? What the fuck?
Oh my god! So I gotta go take another shower.
Hey, crazy South Africa! Did you know I did a show drunk yesterday?
Did you really? Yeah, I did. Actually, I called in. I think.
Yeah,
oh, you did.
Mm. Oops. She's very familiar. She was playing your role yesterday.
Oh,
okay, wait, hold on. Crazy bitch.
But I haven't been drinking. I was not drinking tonight. I did not drink.
How
the fuck
did you know
you
want
to time out? What the fuck? Is. Listen, I was not drinking.
No, but you're stoned, bitch.
So?
That's
better.
Right. So, okay, so, like, if you're going to get stoned, at least be able to do your freaking show.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
You know
like,
what?
Someone tell me I'm wrong other than crazy bitch because I don't believe anything she says right now.
Listen.
Am I in the wrong, people?
I'm called in. We're doing the show on this show. So what's the deal? Are you going to sit and whine all night?
I'm not a whiner.
I'm a sidebar.
Dude, are you going to totally whine all night? Oh, we're going to be fun with this. You know what? I'm really happy right now. I'm happy.
South,
right
African, now. South African, I still think you got the best accent on that radio.
Thanks, Abu.
Abu, why don't you just handle this, man? Tell him.
Abu, just in hand.
Merger.
Handle your hair.
Do you know what I have in my mouth? Do you want to know what I have in my mouth?
Yeah, what did you have in your mouth?
What do you have in your mouth?
Listen, it's long, it's hard, and it's ice fucking cold.
Like an otter pop or what?
It's a what?
We want to take this moment and to remind you to check us out at inthebuilding.ning.com. Get up to date in news and information about your daily partying needs at inthebuilding.ning.com.
And now back
to Sidebar with Miss PG here on BTR.
This shit is re damn ridiculous.
What the hell was that? Oh my god.
That was Vince. You gave me this.
You know what's on TV? Jackass. And he's busy waxing his legs. And he's waiting to the sun. Merger.
This shit is pretty damn dick with.
What, bitch? Merger. I'm watching that hot. I'm watching.
What? Hey, Mozo. Mozo.
I'm watching Jackass. And they're waxing you.
All I keep hearing is Mojo.
Mojo, say what bitch again. It's going to run you for your money. Just go ahead. Say what bitch run me my money. Just say
what bitch.
No, say it with some energy.
Okay, wait. Yeah, but you're asking. Never mind.
Come on,
okay.
Please.
What bitch?
Oh, my God.
Red game, bitch.
Mojo, should I just hang up and
call back
tomorrow? It's not my show. Mojo, she said she's going to call
if
back tomorrow.
No, crazy, what's
show,
going on?
She don't realize
she's on the motherfucking sidebar. So, you might want to remind her that tomorrow that she was on the motherfucking sidebar.
Just catch her before she smoked. Do y'all both live in Oregon?
You put me in a penalty box.
I'm saying, if y'all both live close to each other, y'all can take the great
news.
You
can go smack if y'all stay close, Mojo.
I ain't know. Y'all can smoke and stay together in the same spot so y'all won't forget about the show tomorrow. You have her. Or you can get her, like, if y'all stay in Oregon together, you can get her, like,
just
one of the kids' bracelet things.
Just for the record, okay? Just for the record. Are you listening?
We all are.
Okay. Just for the record, I'm happy.
Yes, you are.
That's all that counts, man.
Wow. Let me know when you hear that, bro. This shit is really ridiculous.
So can we get Love Fest together now, Mojo and Crazy?
Hell no.
Can we reconcile tonight? I won't be able to go to sleep tonight if I know two girls are spatting with each other.
I don't fight. I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover. I don't believe.
Are you a lover?
Yeah.
See, where I'm more like, yeah, I'll kick your ass and then fuck you.
Oh, wow.
So, do you want to hear a joke?
Abu, this is making me hot right now.
A joke? It's a stoner joke. Do you want to hear a joke?
Yes, let's hear a joke.
Okay. It's a stoner joke, though. So, this guy's standing at an airport hangar, and he's looking. He's looking for a light. He's looking for a light for his joint, and he sees this guy walking past. And he says, "Hey, man, you got a light for me?" And the guy goes, "Sure." And he pulls out a lighter out of his pocket. And
discerner takes and lights his joints and goes, so what do you do, man? And the guy goes, I'm a pilot. And the stoner takes a puff of his joint. He goes, what do you fly? And the guy says, I fly an MG-16. And the stoner takes another hit and, oh, that's fucking awesome. He says, tell me, how fast do you go? And the guy goes, I go so fast, I'm faster than the speed of light. And the stoner takes another hit. And then another hit. And he looks at the pilot and he says, want to race?
Oh, gosh.
Want to race? Oh, my God.
Wow, crazy is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Hey. Anyways, man, you know, I think I need to be doing right now.
All right. It was fun. Everybody's on timeout. Playing the track. Yeah. We're going to play a regular song by regular people. No one that's in this room.
Play Michael Jackson. I love Michael Jackson. Play me a Michael Jackson song.
You will never hear Michael Jackson.
Do not. No, no. If anybody is in their right mind, they will abstain from playing Michael Jackson.
Why are they still not muted? She asked for Michael Jackson.
I think we should all go on a hiatus from playing Michael Jackson until Michael Jackson's ghost actually calls in.
No, I don't have Michael Jackson. What the fuck?
That's what I'm saying.
This is the sidebar.
Jay Will.
Oh, wait,